I read it when I came in. I mean, if you just want to
breeze over it, so that
why don't you breeze over it, kind of.
So, basically, over the last few months since I became chief, there's been an outcry for some more help in town with lots of different things, and being out and about and talking to Fulton County deputies and trying to see if anybody has some free time to help us out. The first thing that stops me is pay. Okay. Most of these guys over there are starting out at 23, 24, some all the way up to 28. To be more competitive, not to be higher or lower than anybody else in the area, but to be competitive, I'm asking for 18% across the board, myself included, to draw more applicants, preferably applicants of lateral transfer. Lateral transfer means that we don't have to send them to part-time academy, you don't have to send them to full-time academy. We don't have to shoulder the expense of full-time or part-time academy. We also don't have to shoulder the expense of a lot of the gear that they use on a day-to-day basis. What I would be responsible for is basically a police patch on the back. A lot of their vests that they use are the red color, so none of that has to be changed. That being said, I do have interest from some Fulton County deputies. At this point in time, they're impressed with how the town is, the direction the town is going, and the direction I'm taking it. In the past, it hasn't always been as stable as what some of them would have liked. I believe in the past, the relationship with some of the deputies in the department have been a little off base, but I've been working very diligently to solve that issue. At this point in time, I have a pretty good rapport with all of them at this point. Again, a few of them have expressed interest in coming and helping, even though our pay would start below what they're currently making. I think that they want to help, and I think that it would be in our best interest to allow them to do so. Most of the guys that are talking to me have already been and worked for the Lewistown Police Department, so it would be more of a come back to what you came from. The good thing about that is we don't have to train on streets. We don't have to train on certain things because they already know it. I'm in the process of updating the office, policies, things of that nature. You'll see in the packet here a lot of the comments that I made to them in passing. One of them being I'm looking into competitive pay rates, currently looking for 2 to 3 part-time lateral transfers. You can work at least 16 hours a month collectively. Now, collectively, I'm saying that it doesn't matter if they work 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, as long as at the end of that month they get 16 hours. I'd also like to present to the board that anybody that is part-time or full-time, give me at least 16 hours. Reason being is we have some part-time folks that don't work enough to, in my opinion, justify keeping them with keys and weapons, okay? So at this point, and effectively immediately, I would like to have it so that they have to commit 16 hours in order to stay on the department, okay? I get calls about folks working, they don't end up working. That way, you know, then I have to change my schedule and go from there. I'm consistently working 100, 125 plus hours every 2 weeks just to make sure somebody's in town. I don't mind the hours, I wanna be here, I wanna help, but extra help is absolutely needed at this point in time. I think more things are to come in the future, but I think we need to start with the base pay, because that deters a lot of folks. And again, it's not better pay, it's not worse pay, it's competitive pay. I came from a week of FTO training, and we are behind the ball a little bit, and I think it's just because over the years, I don't think certain things like pay were brought up enough. I think if they were, we wouldn't have to have this conversation right now. I'm not saying it was better or worse before, but I want to bring it to where it needs to be. You'll see through the bottom of it, you know, I'm open with flexible hours to communication, both from Fulton County Dispatch and folks in town. I take calls at home. I don't need to, but I do because I want to stay on the ball. If you flip to page 2 of this, you'll see a breakdown of current costs as far as training, insurance, IMRF, lots of things that we're going to be saving a lot of money on. Okay, with lateral transfers, there's a lot of things you get involved in that. Savings of IMRF, you get insurance savings, you get gear savings, you get training savings. And that aids because of the size of our department. At this point in time, I don't think we're in the position to hire and send to training new new applicants. I feel like until things get better on topic with all of our training and policies and procedures, I feel like lateral transfers is the best way to go. Not only for quicker on the street alone patrol, but until policies have thoroughly been gone through and reviewed. The last thing anybody wants to do is have an issue with liability or anything like that. So just to conclude, I really am enjoying being the chief of Lewistown. I've made a lot of good friends and connections here, and I want to continue to do that. But in doing so, I need a little bit of help from the city and providing a little bit better pay so we can get a better crew. And I think my hope is by the end of 2023, we're fully staffed. Everything in the office and policies and procedures are done. I know that seems like a lot of time because it kind of is, but to do it correctly in the right way, I'm giving myself that kind of time just to make sure nothing is overlooked. So at this point in time, that's my proposal to the board. And I will answer any questions to the best of my knowledge if any aldermen or women have any.
I realize getting anybody to work for the pay that we have is difficult. The other thing is right now filling law enforcement jobs, there's not people knocking at the door. We've been taking applications for a year.
Yeah.
We've had one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I recognize that. And part of it's pay, but it's not all. I mean, I agree with you, but it's not all pay, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not the only one. You're small, so if you have 25 officers and you only have one or two show up, it's one thing, but you're by yourself. I mean, you're the one, I realize that. So I don't have a problem trying to get them some more. If it will help us get some help. I don't want you working 120 hours every 2 weeks.
And I'd like to get to the point where it's a basic 80 or a fill-in is sure. What I'd like to do. I currently have one Fulton County deputy that's got, I believe, at least 4 years experience that's ready to go. I've already talked to him. He's ready to sign on. Just a matter of giving him the green light.
Who would that be?
Josh Atkins, current deputy with Fulton County.
Oh, yeah.
He started here.
Yep, Josh started here, and I think because he started here and he knows it, I think that's why he's willing to help.
Okay.
But I think there's more out there that once they see, you know, the dominoes falling in the right direction, they'll be on board too.
Where would the extra money?
We have a lot budgeted. So we don't have.
It's there.
Yeah, because we had put in the budget for like 3 full time, I think.
Okay.
See,
yeah.
And we've only got one.
And we kept it that way. We haven't changed that.
And plus quite a few part timers. So
yeah.
We've only used, let's see, there's still 85%. Yeah.
Oh, no, we've got the money.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's still 85% left in budget.
Okay. Good.
I looked that up.
No problem with it.
I knew that'd be a question.
I've talked to several people since me, Frank, and I keep in touch about every week, and there's people of my generation in town that don't understand why we don't have more police and why our elements running around the streets on the bicycles and the backpacks is still doing that. They look at Main Street and see new LED lights and flowers and benches, and they say, why are you guys spending money on that when we need more police? So I explained to them, you know, what little bit I know about it. But I'm all for giving them what they need. I mean, and everybody that I've talked to says, quit buying flowers and get some police on the
street.
Don't get everybody tired of having to lock everything up every night.
The only problem I have is the resting employees.
The what?
The resting employees. We have other employees besides police in the city of Lewistown, so where's the increase for them?
Well, yeah, I understand.
Are we competitive across other communities with them?
I've never seen the numbers.
I don't
know. I mean, on the street, and wait, I don't know. We're probably low there too, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Well, we have to start somewhere.
mean, how's the police wages compared to the rest of them?
Well, we were, we used to be, they used to be halfway competitive, but it's fallen back, and I mean, just over the years, I mean, like being away or whatever. It's fallen behind here.
Well, if we're behind on every other.
And so I'm sure we are on our street, you know, street and wastewater.
Everything.
Well, we can look into that later.
And, you know, and the way you do that, you get a cert, you know, these other towns will give you their numbers and tell you what their salaries are, and the state police do.
Yeah, they all work together.
Yeah.
And if we got a, if you're worried about the other guys getting upset about giving the police more money, then we need to talk about them too, but.
And all I can say about that, I know when it comes budget time, I have towns calling me to see what ours pays.
Sure.
So, you know, when it comes budget time again, then I can do the same thing, if that's what you want me to do, is call other towns to see what their positions pay.
That'd be a great idea.
Probably just need to make that yearly thing to also make sure.
Because I always have three or four towns for sure call me every year when they're doing their budget to see what we pay.
All right, is the money, do we have the budget if we had to?
See, that's the thing to.
Well, right now, we wouldn't.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be till.
To be sustainable on some of it, and that there may be some other services lost later on to pay for this kind of service.
And I think the thing is here is, I mean, what we'd have to look at, I mean, you're still staying within your budget, your yearly budget.
Yeah, and the police would be.
And you have to stay in that budget, you set that at the beginning of the year.
That's what I.
The fiscal year for a reason, we need to stay within that, so if it means.
Yeah.
He's not hiring a full-time or two full-time.
I was gonna say, then let's not worry about the streets and let's fix the police problem, because, I mean, I know everybody wants to be equal, but the streets is taking care of itself right now, we need, Frank needs more help.
What it needs to be is just the way I worked under a private business, is not working for a public business, but anyway, it's just like your pay, instead of just across the board, there may be eventually set up on a merit system. Where you bring the individual in and you look at it that way, or there may be a thing that if you're paid here, there may be a tier where it's gonna end there, or it's gonna maybe increase 5% at this point. We need that. We need that in a schedule, and just to show on down the road, not locking in any other council, because we may not be sitting here next time.
Yeah.
But we don't want to do that, but we do need some kind of established program that we use for paying people.
Mm-hmm.
And which has always needed, always been needed when I was there, but
my
just
man.
Never could seem to get it done.
Well,
I don't know if any other community uses it. I think that did the sheriff department one time go on a merit thing years ago.
But they have a contract, so that's
sure.
So
well, that's
once
true.
You got the unions involved, it kind of that at least sets a change set for next 3 years.
Yeah.
Hey, Cindy, how many people call a year and ask what the police pay is compared to other people?
Nobody calls me. Probably nobody. I'm sorry.
No, I have called. I know Farmington called me.
Farmington.
So I have had, I have had calls.
The thing I don't want to see is, and I know smaller towns have done it, they'll hire a policeman, and then they say, if you want to keep your job, you better start writing tickets. They want the revenue.
Yeah, I don't think there's any.
From the policeman.
I'm on this committee, you're not gonna fund your police department.
No, you can't do that, and I don't want that.
No.
But that's the way it's passed, it was done in a lot of small towns, because I knew the Easton cop and Forest City cop, they were told, if you want to work here, you need to write tickets, and that's why whenever you went through Forest City or Easton, 2 mile an hour over the limit, you got a ticket. So, we don't want that. But.
Well, I like the direction he's going here, and it's a start.
And I think to add to that, I agree that, you know, we can't compare ourselves to Fulton County. We're two different animals here. What I think we need to do before we start building buildings is build a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
okay? And I'm, and though I'm all for competitive pay, the street department doesn't have one employee either, okay? So let's be real rational about what's going on here. I'm not asking for extra, I'm asking for competitive. And if it needs to be readjusted later, I'm all for looking at it again. But if we want a police force, this is where we start, period. It's just that simple.
Yeah, that's a close committee meeting, to start the regular meeting, and we'll address it in the council in the full meeting.
Okay.
It's on the agenda, so.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jim.
Yep.
All right, we'll call the regular council meeting to order. Everyone would stand for the pledge of allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you remain standing for the invitation, please. Heavenly Father, please bless us and help us make the best decisions for the people of Lewistown. Amen. Welcome, everyone. Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Oliver Vasali Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Kim Passel.
Here.
John Spotlow was here. He got a call. And Mayor Lake here.
Here. All right, having a quorum, we move on. Everyone have a chance to look at the minutes of the last meeting. Have any additions, corrections to the minutes? If none, if I have a motion to accept the minutes, please.
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. All right, the clerk's report. Cindy, do you have anything?
No, I don't have anything tonight.
Thank you. Treasurer's report, Ms. Brown?
I have nothing tonight.
Thank you, ma'am. Attorney's report, Mr. Collins?
Nothing for me, thank you.
Thank you, sir. No engineer this evening. Any public comments or petitions? Anyone from the public wish to speak?
I don't know if you've heard from Cindy, but they said that the TIF funding for the outside area was not available. I talked to Cole, and he said he wanted to know if there had been any feedback provided by Steve Klein.
I haven't even had a chance to talk to any of them again.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Last week was crazy, my first week of the month.
Okay.
I had him, I'm behind on my work and.
Okay, because he said that he.
I did have a question, though.
Okay.
On the blacktop, the one he just brought in to me.
The one from Mike?
Yeah. He called today, and I'm like, I'm totally confused now, because they already voted on and okayed it. And then he got, went and got a second estimate, so.
The only reason I got the second one was because I felt like I should, because we had talked about Buck doing one and then Spoon River Blacktop doing one, and I got one from Buck.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that Buck had done the laundromat.
Yeah. So now I don't know, I didn't know what to tell him, because I said, well, they already voted on it and okayed it. So, yeah.
Well, we're going to go with Buck because he was cheaper.
Yeah.
And
so.
$8,000 or something.
Yeah, so yeah. Yeah, it was like, yeah, eight, nine,
so
something
will,
like that.
I will let Mike know that.
Okay.
That
yeah, okay. And he did ask me how much Buck's was, and I told him. So okay. I'm like, it's not, I mean, it was it's in the meeting, so.
Yeah.
So he said, okay.
Okay.
So he knows it was less.
Okay. So he said. Cole said that there may be some other funding through Spoon River Partner for Economic Development. Yeah,
because it will cover, and that's why I need to have, and I never got back with you.
Okay.
I know I got to have it split up, but I got to find out for sure.
Okay.
Because this money can pay for the electrical and some of the other stuff.
Okay.
It just, we can't use all of it because it's a new, they're considering a new building.
Even though it's attached?
Yeah. Because that's what I said. I said, it's attached and they're putting in a door.
Yeah.
So, but no, I never got a chance to talk to Steve Klein.
Okay.
Or I needed to talk to her to find out for sure. Because she's like, you know, that needs to be split up more so we can define, what the TIF money can be used for and what it can't.
Okay, all right.
So I think the new cement, we can't.
Okay.
I know that much. I don't know how much the rest. Everything else might be covered.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
So, yeah, I know. I was going back and forth and trying to figure out what she was telling me and...
You can handle it.
Through emails. So that was why I didn't get back with you anymore.
Okay,
so,
I just kind of want to update everybody.
Yeah.
He might be able to start next week.
Okay.
So I told him, I said, if you get ready, I said, go ahead and start. So
okay.
He said, okay. Okay, that was all I had.
All right. Thank you, Billy. Anyone else have anything to say? No? Okay. Moving on. Committee reports. Finance, insurance, and zoning. Miss Sally.
I have nothing to report this time.
Thank you. Sewer, John's not here. Streets and alleys, Mr. Kendall.
Nothing at this time.
Thank you, sir. Police and ESDA, Mr. Warden.
Just we'll discuss it later in the on the agenda.
Okay. All right. Water, Mr. Miller.
I have nothing.
Thank you. Utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds. Alderman Jim.
I'm waiting on a meeting with the contractor to give us an estimate on the visitor center front door. Replace it, get it fixed somehow or other.
That's a burper.
It is. It does. It sticks.
I don't know what, you know, I'm going to wait until he's there and we do, he can help us decide what's best for us to go with fixing it. And then I'll present the estimate at a later date.
It sounds good.
It's Brad Burrows is the contractor. So
okay.
I didn't know if I needed a second or not, but I asked him. And I was just kind of going to go with him. But if we need a second, I can get a second. So what do you want to do there?
That's what everybody thinks. Do you usually have two or?
It's not a major, major.
Anybody have any opinion? No, just go ahead and bring the one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll just leave it with him then.
Okay. All right, moving on. Tourism, Ms. Kim.
Just still working on that, right?
I know Sally had a couple questions about what we needed more.
Yeah, well, if you needed certain things, are you short certain things and you need someone to help you get them, or I'm going to try and get the Legion ladies to donate money toward it, so I have a meeting this month before.
Yeah, I'd like to have it.
So is it better we just give you the money and let you get what you need? Or?
I'd rather just get together and see what, you know, I've got our chips and our cookies already. And
okay. Okay, you can just let me know.
And do we have a meeting before the Winter Roast? Another?
Yeah. Yeah, because this is the first meeting, so yeah, there'll be another one.
So that's Tuesday, and our Winter Roast is on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Would that give us time if we came a little early?
It should.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'd like to get some straw, you know, for to set on, because we didn't put lawn chairs to break down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just a...
Yeah. And Evan had a good idea. He didn't know if maybe this year or wait till next year to see if side-by-sides wanted to park out in that walking area, and then they hand out candy to the kids before the costume contest.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we want to try that this year, if we want to, or if we want to wait till next year.
What do you think? Do you think we have time to pull that off right now?
I mean, all I'd have to do is probably put announcement out.
Yeah.
I mean, if we only had 10 out there, it wouldn't matter, would
right.
it?
If they want to participate, they can. I mean,
yeah.
It's nothing.
I know Evan was wanting them all the way around, I think. But
yeah.
I thought even if they had 10 or 12,
yeah.
They could kind of walk along.
Are we
going to
still do the spook trail, or, I mean, did he want
that,
to?
That's him.
Volunteers, Ted said he was going to bring it up at the Park District meeting, which I believe is tomorrow, and I'm going to go attend that, so I can talk to the guys that's done it before.
Okay, if someone wants to volunteer, can they just call up here and leave their name, or how do you, would you want to do that?
Yeah, that'd work. I mean, if they wanted to call Chris, you'd just take a name and number, and then hopefully after tomorrow, I get some more details of like what they did, how they did it, and then I can base it off that and then know what I need for.
Yeah, because you need like people for lighting, for music, for to stand out in the woods and scare people.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, I think another thing was that taking trailer up and down the hill, wasn't it?
Yes, I called a few people on tractors, so picking's going good, so if I need a utility tractor so I can take a wagon up and down, I should be good. But yeah, tomorrow's meeting helped me because Ted said a lot of people that he knows, he would talk about bringing it up to them and then get it. So I just figured if I attend, I can ask them questions of what they did, because unfortunately I didn't attend it when they had it, so I have no clue what it was like when they had it down there recent years.
Okay.
So you'll get a bulletin or something out to.
Yeah, for the if you want to do that, yeah, that's why I wanted to talk to you first and see if you want me to put something out. So we'll try to get some side by sides to hand out candy. Okay.
While you're on tourism, I didn't get a chance to tell you, but I got scheduled for a movie Thursday night, but it may be canceled. If it is, we'll have it the next Thursday night.
It's my fault because I let somebody use it.
If there's nothing going on, and we'll have it at the visitor center from 7 to 9.
Okay.
So it's a free movie, and hopefully people can come out and enjoy. And after this, it'll probably be, I'll make an announcement, it'll probably be once a month through the winter months, and probably towards the middle of the month, and that way we avoid everything else like Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that stuff. So, and plus we avoid the Christmas decorating thing and kind of do it the middle of the month, and maybe something that we can do through the winter. And hopefully eventually we get to the point where we can ask people what movie they'd like to see and see if we can come up with it and do that. So thanks, Jim. Sorry.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. All right. Moving on, the TIF. John's not here. Citizens Committee. Amanda's not here. Christmas Committee. Kenny's not here. Public Works Report, Evan Palmer.
Well, I wanted to talk. I've been working on the scoop trail somewhat. Now for other stuff, we had a leak at the intersection of the stoplights Avenue E between E and F. It ended up being an old abandoned lead service line. So, I mean, it benefited everybody by finding one and getting rid of it completely. We went ahead and cut it off, shut it off. So we had some malfunctions, or Bobcat broke down and stuff, so I had to call in another guy to bring his breaker and just saw to cut the road, but we got that all fixed. The back truck, our Jetta, we were working on it to get it fixed. The guy called today and said it's another 3 weeks out for parts. It's an older truck, so stuff didn't come apart as easy as he thought it would, so he's hoping in 3 weeks out of the parts and said just a couple hours to fix it. So I contacted another community to see if we can use their jetter in case we need it to jet a sewer for some reason, emergency. So I'm glad we got that option, that someone's going to lend us their stuff if we need it in the next few weeks. Other than that, just been waiting for these leaks to fall and start cleaning up streets.
All right. Anybody have any questions for Evan? All right. Thank you, Evan.
Yep.
All right. Moving on, unfinished business. We talked about the local recovery funds that we received and how to use them, and that's, we tabled it until now. So, you guys have any discussion on that?
The money that you were supposed to find out how it was spent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I put the list in your
list in
the packet.
I definitely think we need to. We've got a lot of big infrastructure problems. I think we need to get with Evan and the engineers and figure out.
Yeah. And I laid. Did you see this paper? I laid that on there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I.
What Evan and I had discussed earlier.
I think we need to figure a priority.
Mm-hmm.
And even if we have to add some other funds with it to get there, if this close.
Yeah, I had pulled other stuff I'd look at. And I think we can add that to a loan to do, you know, like, because this is what, close to 400,000, I think Evan decided to do this at the fairgrounds. This is only, what, 292, so.
Sure.
We could add some with it.
But it's a good opportunity at this time to get at least one of the bigger projects needed.
Yeah.
That's going to help eliminate a few problems, isn't it?
Yes, yes. You have alternating pumps, but you have a backup gen set with that, so you don't need a guy to physically go down there and run stuff either way, so. That's a big help, just having no one there.
Yeah.
Period, to run the propane one, or, you know, so. And it's more energy efficient, you got the VFDs. Usually you get VFDs, you contact your local electric, which is Ameren. Usually they give you some cutback rates on it, since you use VFDs, if you apply for it. So stuff like that helps, and same with the generator, that helps. So yeah, it's just, that's what they gave us a while ago. I had a meeting with Doug and Keith and all of them when we talked, and we had to get on the phone.
Sure.
And then he emailed that Aaron Dres with EFI. And he just sent us the price back, so we had what they gave us in 2017 when I first looked into it. And then again, just to get a refresh on it to see what a skid cost or what a new whole structure cost, a whole new building. But some of that, the skid is, you know, it's just slided in.
Yep.
They cut all the plumbing and do it. Now, to do the building, there's probably enough room in our fencing area, but I'd probably have to look into trying to purchase some type of property right there within the fence area that we currently have.
Okay.
And I said we still got water tires we can look into. I just, you know, I had a price on that, and that's one of the keys of the system to keep running.
Yeah, I agree with Brad. The infrastructure is probably one thing we should look at, definitely.
Yeah.
The other thing I was looking at, I think, you know, I was looking at some of the use of it, and where was it? One thing that came to mind is if was helps businesses, or if not so much, well, pre-existing businesses, but if there was a way that, where did I see that? We got a lot of empty buildings sitting in this community, a lot of empty businesses, and they need to be busy. They need to have somebody in them. And I just was looking. I don't know. Something I read kind of struck me that the way that some of the money could be set aside to help fill in buildings in some way. Some kind of incentive, maybe an incentive to the businesses that already exist, because I know a lot of them were hurt during COVID, and there might be a way because if we can help our businesses and community, we're going to help us, period. Because we can't afford to lose any more, and that's for sure. And I've counted, what, 5 buildings right away that's totally empty. There's nobody using them for anything. But I don't know. I don't know where I've seen this at. I thought I'd seen it in here, but that's one idea I had. Oh, I think it was under impacting industries like travel, tourism, and hospitality. That was one. I'd have to look again.
Is it the public
Eligible use for to assist to impact small businesses, nonprofits, including loans or grants to mitigate financial hardships, technical assistance for small business, and many more uses. So I guess if that was defined a little, you know, I don't know. Just an idea I had that would probably be a good use for this money.
Just your money. Would that work for that?
Yeah, and that's what we're looking at, is on the infrastructure part of it. Is this program here with the water.
Perfect.
Unless we can get the money somewhere else and then use this for something else. But that was just one of my ideas. But I think first, I agree, we should probably should look at infrastructure. Because that's something that really eats us alive, maintenance-wise. It costs a lot of money.
Right, this is almost $300,000, and I mean, obviously it won't cover the whole project, but we have several projects like that.
Yep.
And I just think we pick one like this, or whatever the top priority for the city of Lewistown, and obviously this will help everybody by having this.
I mean, it's just like we're getting to the point, just like Evan said, with the night that the intersection up there, the water was all over the place and that, and of course, when they go to use a piece of equipment, they depend on it to be there, and it wasn't there. And so to fill in, it has to be done. The job has to be done, so they had to call somebody else.
Yeah,
and that's
did
an
you
expense
see how high that bill was?
I'm sure.
It's in the packet.
Yeah, and it has to be done. But if it's something that, of course, that was something that we could never foresee in the first place. But it was something that we probably halfway could have taken care of ourselves, except for cutting the concrete. We don't have a saw big enough to cut 10.5 inches of concrete. And is it something that we need all the time? No. But the rest of it, we should have been able to move the rest of it, dig it ourselves, and all that. But we couldn't. I mean, we didn't have the equipment. It's just down. So, but I can't use this money for that. So, but if we can use this in place of something that we've got to expense somewhere else and take that money and use it for that, or use it for a backhoe or a skid steer or whatever. So, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty much a consensus then. Use it on infrastructure. Evan, find us a priority.
Will do.
If that's it, let us know and we'll
see what we can do. Yeah, like Gene said, if it's obviously probably going to be short, that money won't be enough to do whatever one of our bigger needs here.
Yeah,
but if you can get something halfway, then maybe we go get a loan or help us get it done. But it gets that one knocked out of the way.
Yeah, there's loans out there, there's grants out there, but
sure.
You know, if you need a grant, I don't know if this can be used with a grant too, it might be able to.
Yeah, I have to read closer what we can combine with this money.
Well, a lot of the grants look at how much you've spent on other things, and that they're showing that, hey, you purchased here, that may make you more eligible.
Yes, that's where you might be able to get something more on the whole
another project or the other end of it, whatever you need to
do. Yeah, you can get multiple things done.
Sure.
Doing the same thing. Same, just trying to do one thing with that money.
We're going to push to get 600,000 from the workers.
See, that's two. I mean, one thing here, representatives can use funds for program services and capital expenditures that respond to the public health and negative economic impacts of the pandemic. Well, that right there, as far as I'm concerned, health-wise, I mean, water is health.
Sure,
And impacted by the pandemic is the businesses in this community. So.
Didn't Amanda say we was getting money from Sherry Boutros? Or she was helping make $600,000?
Mm-hmm.
That's still coming?
As far as I know, I mean, we haven't heard anything positive.
I mean, I thought that was mentioned a long time ago.
I'm not going to comment on that one.
But
yeah.
Who knows whether it's going to go up or not.
Yeah, and when. And,
yeah.
You know, we still got the storage. What do I say?
Storage tank?
Yeah, to be cleaned or painted or whatever, you know.
Take most of that.
Yeah, that definitely needs to be done. That's another project that has to be done.
Yeah.
And that dude Brown's paying trying to do all that area in one big thing, anything to help. But,
you know, I'm concerned because we only have the one pump down there. So,
yeah.
Need two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just my heart.
All right, anybody have anything else?
Vote on it tonight or discuss it more in another meeting? That's up to you guys.
Well, I think we need a project to vote on.
So you want Evan to get all the definite numbers?
If you want to get together a program, if you want to meet sometime, just let me know. If it's water, then I'll be glad to sit down with Joe or the mayor and all of you. We can do a committee meeting and just, if you need a committee meeting, let me know and we'll discuss it and.
Keith would probably come, wouldn't he? Need Joe and Keith or?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd probably come. We'd look at everything. Like I said, we had a meeting, Doug and Keith and all of us, and we talked a lot of stuff then just to go over multiple things a while ago just to.
I mean, I think Evan knows what we need. He knows what, you know, and knows how to prioritize things. He's done a fine job. I mean, I say let Evan do his job and bring us a project that's, that needs done, and we'll discuss it and vote on it.
I agree.
So that's what we pay Evan for. Thank you, Evan. All right, if everyone's ready, we can move on. New business, want to discuss police pay for part-time police officers. Brad, the police committee chairman.
I think everybody was here for that. Obviously, the chief's handling it by himself. He needs some help. He thinks that our policeman indicated that if we paid better, maybe a couple more people join on and give him some help. I do like his idea of making sure that the officers are working every month if they're going to be on our roster. You know, if they're going to have to give 16 hours a month, I think that's definitely fair. And he's not even asking them to do it all in an 8-hour shift. If they do 4 hours or if they're 16, I think it's a good idea. So we just don't have people on a roster and giving up a spot.
Are they going to pick their own hours or are they going to be assigned?
Well, I assume he's going to have some kind of schedule of openings and then he'll fill it from that.
At this point in time, my plan is to still run days. What I need help with is nights. And that's what I'm going to ask for at this point in time. Now, I have no problem adjusting my schedule to help. I don't, because as long as I'm here, I'm here. But in terms of people coming in and needing to talk to me, it's going to be hard to deal with a lot of that and some other problems in town if I'm not in town during the day, especially schools.
Sure.
Okay. And furthermore, I think the infrastructure of the town is very important, and I think that new business in town is very important. But if the streets don't get fixed, what business is going to want to come here? I mean, think about that. Like, really think about that. I've talked to all the business owners in town, and not one of them hasn't brought up the backpackers. So, it's necessary. You can't have one without the other. Okay. So, I mean, you gotta look. You know, looking at the big picture, we need infrastructure. We need law enforcement. We need a good community. Okay, and that's what I'm trying to work on.
And as far as, and this is just my thought, Kendall brought up the fact what about the other employees, that didn't everybody get a raise earlier in the year, except the police?
No.
Or did everyone get a raise?
I don't know, it's a budget year, it's a fiscal year, you start, didn't they get a...
You guys got...
It was everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, all the positions got...
Yeah. Well, the 3% or whatever it is, you got, Did the police get it then?
Get it when you got it.
Well, I don't know how much they bumped the part-time.
Well, they bumped the part-time from 16 to 18. And then, I think you came in with what Whirlin was getting paid, right?
Yeah.
What's the part-time rate now?
18.
And what do you want to raise it to?
18% would make it just about $21.24 an hour.
Like even numbers, I'd say 20% instead of 18. If you want to fix the problem, you gotta pay the bill.
Well, I do know we need to get some of this going on in town stopped. It needs to be taken care of, because I can get up at 2:30 in the morning, 3 o'clock, and I'll see kids with backpacks either on bicycle or on foot going by my house. And you know, they're not out just for an evening stroll.
We got foot traffic on.
Yeah, there's no guarantees on that.
I say, I mean, that, there's...
That's...
That may not be completely stopped.
But it'll put it in it.
That's no guarantee.
And they need to know
And we gotta
that
remember,
we're not going to put up with it.
We got to remember something's going to happen January 1st here, where a lot of those people,
yeah,
even if they are arrested, will not be detained.
Yeah.
If it happens.
Yeah.
It's right now, it's set to go, so...
Yeah.
You said there's money in the... This is already budgeted.
This has already been budgeted.
To take care of this.
Yes.
Just basically moving your full-time funds to part-time pay.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it still won't take it all.
No. No, we kind of figured in it still.
Having three part-time people will not equate to what one full-time person would make.
Right.
If the minimum hours are worked.
Yeah, because I think the fiscal year is half over, isn't it? And we still have 85% of the in the budget.
That's good.
So.
Very good. Brad, what do you want to do?
I'll make a motion that we give the raise.
And I'll second it.
The 18%?
Yep.
So we have a motion and a second to clarify. This is just part-time police officers, right?
He's talking for the chief, too.
New officers, part-time, full-time.
Yeah, that's everybody says.
So.
Part-time and full-time are going to be the same rate.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same job, it's different hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We can't hang people for working part-time.
Yeah.
Huh?
Do you have this?
Yes. Yes, I have that. I'm just clarifying here. Because you know, you guys are all talking about part-time, and I want to make sure that you...
So 18%
includes
across the board.
Across the board.
Across the board.
That's for everybody.
For everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Haskell? Yeah, she shook her head. We were saying yeah out loud.
Kim?
Kim.
Kim, did you go?
Kim?
I said
yes.
Aye.
Okay, yeah. I just couldn't hear you.
Okay. Motion carries. All right, moving on. I'm going to talk about closing a half block of Milton Avenue by Rush Mansion Park for an auction. Cindy, what information do you have about that?
Louderman's auction company come in, and they've talked to Ted down at the Park District. They're going to use the park for this auction of Ketchum's there, that big house on the corner. So he wanted to just block off that half of the block. He said, I'd probably pretty much all day on October 22nd. They're not going to put stuff in. They're going to go ahead and put stuff in the park. And I said, you do have somebody staying there with it, don't you? Because they're going to put it out the day before. And he said, yeah. So I said, we do have a lot of thieves around. Being honest. And he said, yes, well, we will have somebody there guarding the stuff. But he won't block the street till that day of the auction.
How far down the street do you know they're going? Are they going?
He said just half a block. Yeah, the alley.
The alley. Okay, because I was thinking about the people that live there. I mean, there's one that's going to be totally affected, but they can go out the other way.
Yeah, he said just the alley. Because I asked him, I said the whole street down the corner, and he's like, no, just to the alley.
Because there's tracks close to it.
Yeah.
There's only one excess out.
Well, I make a motion, we grab that.
Second.
Right. Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, last thing we have is sewer tap, 934 South Illinois Street, IDOT building. Evan, what do you have any information on that?
I had Julie down there and went down there. Johnny wanted me to help locate the water, and he thought they were running the storm, but they were running the sewer. So they put a bathroom in this new structure that they're building, so they wanted to tap into the manhole. So just for the bathroom that they might put in. They're having the building there to park vehicles, I guess, maintenance building or something, but the plumber said they were out of there and they don't know if the bathroom's gonna be installed this year or next year, they don't know. But they were asking for a sewer tap.
Just one bathroom?
Yep, as far as I know, just one bathroom, the old plumber told me.
So it's fine as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, they don't have to go in the street or nothing. The sewer on that side runs on the west side of South Illinois, right from the state garage, so they don't have to access the road or nothing. They're just gonna go through the manhole.
I move to approve the sewer tap for 934 South Illinois Street, IDOT building for Warner Mechanical LLC.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second. You know, roll call or?
I can, I don't know if I have to. Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Ken McMillan?
Aye.
Kim Passwell?
Okay, motion carries. If everybody had a chance to look at the bills, any questions, comments? Nope, we have a motion to approve the bills, please.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second, roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Ken McMillan?
Aye.
Kim Passwell?
All right, bills are paid. If nobody else has anything else, we have a motion to adjourn, we'll go home.
Got some pictures I want to hand out to these people there, so they.
Oh, okay.
So they can see what I look at quite often.
Where were you at during public comments, Bill? That's when I was waiting on you.
Well, I didn't want them throwing these things away. I want them taking home with them. Yeah.
We can go ahead and adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
Meeting's adjourned. We can sit here and look at Bill's pictures, though.